Niggas, niggas, niggas. Everywhere I look, I see niggas. Niggas turned up, niggas got lit. So lit that niggas died on Martin Luther King Day weekend. Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni. Welcome to TLE News. And just as you read in the title, niggas got turned up. Niggas turned all the way up for MLK. Now, starting off in Miami, in North Miami, at Martin Luther King Park, on a Memorial Day, on the Memorial Park, on the MLK weekend, niggas turned up. Niggas got lit. Niggas got the spraying. The parade was so lit. The celebration was so lit. Cameras out, everything. But guess what? While everybody's talking about MLK, nonviolence, black power, black leader, black people love each other. Niggas are out there doing what niggas do best. Tearing shit up. I'm telling you, niggas, you can't deal with niggas. You can't reason with niggas. Can't hang around niggas. You just can't. Because as soon as the nigga touch something, it goes bad. Niggas spoil stuff. No, man, okay, check this out. Because I feel like I'm coming off scripted here, but I'm not. This is something real. This is something that's really happening. Niggas are tearing shit up everywhere they go. And you think it's just in Miami? No. That same day, up in Hollandale, Broward County, niggas tearing shit up. You think it stopped there? No. In Chicago, like Tommy likes to say, Chi-Town, niggas tearing shit up that weekend. That's what niggas do. Niggas don't care about anything or anyone. Not even each other. Niggas kill each other. That's what they do. Niggas is the ultimate form of cooning. Niggas is the ultimate coon. One can only hope to graduate to such a respected title of nigga, where the hood backs you. Black folks support you. They don't snitch on you. They allow you to hold the communities hostage so you can do whatever the hell you want. But yet want to call police racist, want to call the system racist, want to cry out white supremacy while still living in their bullshit and allowing bullshit to continue. The dumbness about black folks is knowing of the shit that's going on and continuing to perpetuate the shit that's going on. But before I go in, check out this video of right here in Miami.
Go run out of there. Go.
Okay, now that was Miami. Now check out this news report of Hollandale, and immediately following that, Chi-Town's greatest, Chicago niggas. MLK. Boy, would he be proud.
Also on 7, triple trouble at another MLK Day party when a gunman opens fire, hitting 3 people, and this one would turn deadly. The 19th's Nicole Insulata is live in Hallandale Beach with more on the story tonight. Nicole?
Well, Lynn, this was more of a block party out here in Hallandale Beach, right near Foster Park. And as you mentioned, though, this was a big block party, a lot of people out here having a good time. But then there would be shots fired and one person would not survive.
We was out here having a great time, everybody enjoying themselves, everybody dancing.
But that great time in the 700 block of Foster Road would turn into this, a crime scene, when according to neighbors, 2 people got into an argument.
They said a guy pulled out a gun and shot him twice.
Boo, 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 boo.
I heard a lot of people scattering.
Everybody went to running and getting out the way.
Police say a total of 3 people hit. One of them would die as the result of his wounds. The others expected to be okay. Police say they took the man they believe is the shooter into custody, but they're still trying to figure out why a dispute turned violent.
It's an unfortunate situation that things like this happen. However, we're going to completely and thoroughly conduct a thorough investigation so we can understand what exactly happened tonight.
That's stupid. We supposed to be out here and enjoy ourselves, and you come do something stupid like that. They didn't do it like we did. We used to fight in the old days. Mm-hmm. But everybody want to shoot.
Now, so far, they have not identified any of the victims, including the person who passed away. But the person would not survive. There would be shots fired and one. But then they were having a good time, party, a lot of people out here. It's a big block. As you mentioned, though, this was Foster Park in Hallandale Beach, right near of a block party out here. Well, Lynn, this was more
tonight, Nicole.
At least 7 people have been killed in Chicago this weekend. Another 17 people were wounded, according to police. The latest shooting happened at 5:30 this morning on the Near West Side. A man was shot and killed on the sidewalk of West Van Buren Street next to the Eisenhower.
There you have it. You see, niggas. I don't see white people killing each other on Independence Day. I don't see white people killing each other on President's Day. I don't see white people killing each other on George Washington's birthday, Abraham Lincoln Day, whatever birthdays. I don't see them doing that. But niggas, they don't even care what day it is, especially in Chicago. Especially in Chicago. But niggas, don't care what day it is. Fuck it, on a black holiday, they're going to kill even more. They're going to cause even more destruction. Oh, guess what? It's Martin Luther King weekend. What do we need to do? Barbecue, hit the club, and kill motherfuckers. That's it. That's how we celebrate our civil rights leader, trying to do something positive for us. We take everything that he's done, shove it down the toilet, and do whatever the fuck we want. That is how you, that's how you celebrate MLK weekend. Where's the people saying stop this and let's go into these communities and clean shit up? Where's the MLK clean up through to clean up the parks, clean up all these streets with MLK's name on it? Because it seems that every time you see an MLK, it's in the hood. Every time you see an MLK Boulevard or MLK Street, it's trash. How about we start cleaning up our leaders' areas? How about that? Symbols, these are symbols to our leaders, and guess what? We treat it like trash. We treat it like trash. Garbage. That says something about your own self-esteem, black folk. That's how you see yourself, black folk. You can tell how black folk in an area are by the way their community looks. You can tell. Because if that area is shitty and trash, that's exactly how they feel about themselves. And you know what they do? They just cover up that shitty and trashiness of themselves by getting sleek, by getting their shit wavy. But the area is trash. Cosmetic makeovers to hide up the fact that really deep down inside is just trash. Trash. I'm telling you, what would Martin Luther King think? What would Martin Luther King think? He'd be like, I have a dream. I'm saying to the mountaintop, I've seen the promised land. And you niggas ain't in it. You niggas ain't in it. Or maybe we need to look something a little more realistic. How about...
Excuse me, brothers and sisters, please. If someone could just turn off.
King looked out on his people and saw they were in great need. So he did what all great leaders do. He told them the truth.
Will you ignorant niggas please shut the hell up?
He just said what I think he said.
Is this it? This is what I got all those ass whoopings for? I had a dream once. It was a dream that little black boys and little black girls would drink from the river of prosperity, freed from the thirst of oppression. But lo and behold, some four decades later, what have I found but a bunch of trifling, shiftless, good for nothing niggas. And I know some of you don't want to hear me say that word. It's the ugliest word in the English language. But that's what I see now. Niggas. And you don't want to be a nigger. Because niggas are living contradictions. Niggas are full of unfulfilled ambitions. Niggas wax and wane. Niggas love to complain. Niggas love to hear themselves talk but hate to explain. Niggas love being another man's judge and jury. Niggas procrastinate until it's time to worry. Niggas love to be late. Niggas hate to hurry. Black entertainment television is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Usher, Michael Jackson is not a genre of music. And now I'd like to talk about soul playing. I've seen what's around the corner. I've seen what's over the horizon. And I promise you, you niggas have nothing to celebrate. And no, I won't get there with you. I'm going to Canada.
So yes, niggas. Niggas is killing our communities. Niggas are holding the communities hostage. Niggas is the one of the main reasons our communities are the way they are. You got male niggas and female niggas. All of them niggas just tearing shit up, producing offspring with the same fucked up mentality to continue to perpetuate to tear shit up. And that's what the soundtrack to the soundtrack to these neighborhoods, the soundtrack to the communities, the soundtrack for niggas? Nigga music. They like to call it jungle music, jigaboo music, whatever. Jungle music, it's nigga music. Rap. Commercial rap. Main Street rap. Kodak Black rap. Lil Yachty rap. All these other little niggas are just learning their names because I refuse to listen to their shit rap. These niggas. It's so bad, niggas only want to listen to rap. I'll go ahead and switch it over to pop. I'll switch it over to a light rock station because you know what? You niggas is awful. You niggas is awful. And no other music do people talk about so much self-destruction than we do in nigga music. Nigga music. Shit is awful. Destructive, callous, heinous. And you wonder why Trump is president. And you wonder why he barely said two words to y'all during his campaign. Barely. But then he puts Ben Carson in charge of housing. He gives Steve Harvey an assistant to Ben Carson. And he meets with all these other non-political black figures. Because black folk are nothing but entertainment to him. And to the rest of the world. You niggas are entertainment. It starts becoming entertainment when you come outside of your boundaries, outside of the lines, and start affecting other communities, which is why stop and frisk is so big with Trump. Honestly, stop and frisk. Yes, it's a very bad thing. Yes, it allows for racial profiling. Yes, many of these police come with a prejudice or a certain bias in them about how black folk act. But it's not entirely all on them, especially when you have black folk that are going to continue to perpetuate that self-destruction, that imagery of coonery, of niggerisms. If that is even a word, niggerisms. Maybe we might use that as a nigger catchphrases, niggerisms. Might have to use that. But stop and frisk, all these other laws. Come on, black folks. We got black folks want to do the mannequin challenge and posing with guns they don't have freaking licenses for. They don't have current paperwork for. They got guns around, they got drugs around, but we're going to do this mannequin challenge and show a whole mess of niggas with guns. Because that's the image that they have of us anyway. Like, we need to continue to feed that imagery. What are we going to do? I say, you know what? You got to kill the nigga inside each and every one of us. Kill the nigga inside each and every one of us. Because trust and believe, there's another nigga outside trying to kill you. So you better kill that nigga inside of you first before that other nigga come and kill you. At least if you kill the nigga inside of you first, you have a chance to get yourself away from other niggas. You don't kill that nigga inside of you, that nigga inside of you is going to attract more niggas. Niggas, like misery, love company. I'm your host, Hassan Labduni. Hope you had a safe MLK weekend. To you niggas, I'm out.
For the rest of me, Snapchat for the recipe. Garvey ain't no X to me. Rough fry bow X to we. The real Stevie B. Now who the cares? Fuck a nigga in pairs. Driving in pair for the police. And I won't leave on fire like emoji. Little Bo P. Hard dip. Pussy gon' see, pussy gon' speak. Hey!
Don't shoot.
And we ain't taking no telling me.
you want, nigga, come get it then. Then Mr. President, who the third?
My hands up, don't shoot. I'm real down to them roots. I'm strapped up, my hands wrapped up, but I swear I ain't no truth. I'm so ready for war and not going to school. Teachers, they boring, they live by the rules. Most niggas I know, man, they live by the truth. A kid with no job, so they robbing for food. I pray for them dudes, yeah, I pray for my dogs. Pray that we up and we never gon' fall. Breaking the barriers, beating the odds. Kevin gave ground cause I don't get tired. Ain't gon' lie, it's not some time. Every day my people's dying. Now another baby cry, cause he watched his daddy die. We so numb to the pain. How could have swore that we broke in the chain? Get the sunshine, but they only see rain. With so much loss, man, what can we gain? Let's take kids in riots. We ain't living, we surviving. Ain't going down without fighting, so I'll just say bring the violence. Crew.
Flexing up this boat, and we ain't trying to be president. Lacing up them boats, and we ain't leaving no evidence. Hands up, don't shoot, and we ain't taking no settlement. To Mr. President, who the third? Dressing up this suit. And we ain't leaving no evidence. Hands up, don't shoot. And we ain't taking no settlement. Lacing up them boots. If you want a nigga, come get it then. Then Mr. President, who the third?